Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel. The text is Matthew 16, verses 13 through 19. The Reverend Kevin Robson is preaching. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from St. Matthew, the 16th chapter. Now when Jesus came into the district of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, "Who do people say that the Son of Man is?" And they said, "Some say John the Baptist, others say Elijah, and others Jeremiah or one of the prophets." He said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" Simon Peter replied, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." And Jesus answered him, "Blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven. And I tell you, you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatever you bind on earth shall have been bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall have been loosed in heaven. O Lord, have mercy on us."
Thanks be to God.
In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets.
But now in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son.
In the name of Jesus, amen. Well, there was no place left for the students to run and hide from the teacher. The Lord had led them far away, far, far away from Jerusalem and Judea. Standing in Gentile territory, they could freely speak without fear of retribution from the hateful opposition that was growing day by day. Jesus did not start out by asking them their own opinion. Rather, he wanted them to assess those who were not present. And the disciples were quick to share their assessment. In summary, "Oh, they're saying that you are something special, something altogether extraordinary, Jesus, a mighty prophet, but not the prophet. A prelude to the Messiah, but maybe not Messiah himself." Their teacher was leading them to examine and scrutinize the boundary, the chasm between their hopeful trust and the world's prideful, self-absorbed idolatry. It was a secret that Jesus was asking about, the mystery into which the faith of those who believe extends itself. Either he is Lord or he isn't. Either Jesus is the promised anointed one of Israel or he isn't. Either he is the Son of the living God about to suffer at the hands of sinful men unto death, or he isn't. Either the church is the communion of saints proclaiming this Jesus Christ alone, crucified and risen for the sins of the world, or we are in a damnable, pitiful partnership with the Father of all lies. It will not do justice to admire Jesus at arm's length, only for his moral uprightness, or to identify him as a prophet of the kind God sent in the Old Testament, or merely to ask in our contemporary setting, what would Jesus say and do if he was sitting in a corporate boardroom or chatting with us on the living room sofa? Have you ever wondered how you would have answered if you were standing there when Jesus asked them? "You, who do you say that I am?" We'd like to think that we would have positively blurted it out, such a magnificent, perfect response, even before good old Peter spoke up. For myself, I know better. And you do too. In our sin-soaked words and actions, things said and done, things left unsaid and undone, day after day, we've effectively responded in the other direction. Jesus, you really don't mean anything to me. To our embarrassment and despair, anguish and shame, sleepless nights. This is where our Lord Jesus enters in and says, take heart. It is for this very reason, for your rejection and rebellion, that I, the Christ, the Son of the living God, have come into the world in my body, broken unto death for you, in my blood, poured out and shed for you, for your sins, even such heinous, unthinkable sins, all of them are forgiven. What came out of Peter's mouth on behalf of the disciples and every other baptized saint is that Christ-centered faith held by the one holy Catholic Church, held and confessed in common, but oh so personally explicit, that this man is God himself, Son of the Father, come, clothed in human flesh to save you and me and everyone else from death and destruction and damnation. In his conquering sin and death lies the final and complete solution to your sin and death problem. In the forgiveness of every one of your transgressions, in the resurrection of your body. Son of the living God, he is your eternal life, the very source of your hope and life. The apostles whom we remember on this festival day are as first among equals and equally sinners, each standing in their own way under God's unending grace. St. Paul's conversion was the door through which the word and thus the faith spread to the West. But Simon Peter takes the honor as the first and foundational Christological confessor. None of this by his own making or efforts, but as Jesus says, given only from above, from the Father. Even as Jesus uniquely renames Simon as Peter and links his identity to the rock of his confession, nevertheless, this apostle is not praised for his personal brilliance or great personal insight. Jesus pronounces Peter blessed only because God the Father has revealed the Son to him. In that, dear friends, the words of the Catechism have never been more true. I believe that I cannot by my own reason or strength believe in Jesus Christ my Lord or come to him. Only by faith in that which is given to Peter and to Paul and to all of the rest, including us, driven to repentance by the word, given to get past ourselves, not by clever human invention, not by becoming a law unto ourselves, not even by enduring a boot camp for missionaries in training unto martyrdom, but rather by the revelation and transmission of this divine truth to simple men and women, flawed sinners all, who then handed it over to the following generations. In a blood-bought word preached and Christ's sacraments administered, all within the church, the una sancta, the sum total of all believers, the gathering of that multitude that the Christ, the Son of God, the living God, continues to build, against which not even the citadel of Satan, the Son of the living God, continues to work against Satan, his evil angels and followers, and all the forces of death and hell. None of those will ever prevail against him. When we, the church, together confess that we too believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, God's Son, we draw Peter's bold assertion into view before the world, and with great love and eagerness and the peace that passes all understanding, we anticipate the majesty and glory of life eternal with him. When all will kneel in humble awe and wonder at such inexpressible mystery, and every tongue in heaven and on earth confess that holy and precious name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.